It's What's New from WBAA Classical on WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Windy City, Third Coast. Chicago has been a leader in the arts, tourism, and pizza for a long time. The Cubs, Blackhawks, Bulls, and the Bears have fans around the world. We'll focus on Chicago's musical scene for a once-in-a-lifetime event. The Ear Taxi Festival takes place over 6 days, October 5th through 10th. We'll hear from composer Augusta Reed Thomas about the Ear Taxi Festival, as well as some of her music and that of Mason Bates with the Chicago Symphony, plus Third Coast Percussion playing Steve Reich on today's What's New. The New York Times shared that Augusta Reed Thomas had the distinction of having her work performed more frequently in 2013 and 2014 than any other living ASCAP composer. Former chairperson of the American Music Center, she serves on many boards and is a generous citizen in the profession at large. The American Academy of Arts and Letters states, Thomas has become one of the most recognizable and widely loved figures in American music. We'll talk with her in a moment about a project that's been a long time in the making, but first let's sample some of her music. This is from the May 2016 Modernist release from Alarmal Sound. Augusta Reed Thomas's Final Soliloquy of the Interior Paramour features vocal performances by Kristen Solak and Caleb Burhans on What's New.
Light!
Final Soliloquy of the Interior Paramour by Augusta Reed Thomas on What's New. We heard Alarmal Sound from their release, Modernists. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. I spoke with Augusta Reed Thomas about the Ear Taxi Festival and how it got named.
About 3 years ago, I came up with the name of Ear Taxi Festival. And at that moment, I had this image in my head of the face of a composer, and perhaps you can imagine in your mind's eye the bust of Beethoven, you know, that famous bust we have of this composer's head. But imagine just any composer, not necessarily Beethoven, and out of their ears, out of each ear, is coming a line of taxis, like chup, 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 each taxi like popping out of the ears, going in both directions. And if you come to Ear Taxi Festival, you're going to have the mind of a composer or many composers taking you on little taxi rides. You can just come for an evening and you'll be taken on 8 or 9 little taxi rides of original, brand new creative work that was made in the city of Chicago in the past year. This is in some ways different from going to a standard classical concert, which we all love to do, where you might, for instance, sit for an hour and hear one piece, or a 50-minute piece, or a 70-minute piece. Ear Taxi is moving faster and more kaleidoscopically and taking you, hopefully, on lots of little joy rides that are compelling, fun, engaging, diverse, and, you know, really inspiring.
Augusta Reed Thomas speaking about the Ear Taxi Festival. Let's hear her bassoon concertino with Timothy Weiss conducting the Oberlin Contemporary Music Ensemble and soloist George Sacchichini on What's New. Augusta Reed Thomas's bassoon concertino, played by George Sacchichini, the Oberlin Contemporary Music Ensemble, led by Timothy Weiss, on What's New. I'm John Clare. Find out more at WBAA.org. The Ear Taxi Festival begins October 5th, and I ask Augusta Reed Thomas about the schedule.
Ear Taxi Festival runs from October 5 through 10, and it's a 6-day festival. which is full of all kinds of interesting things, from concerts, which include lots of world premieres, to very inspiring and informative Meet the Artists panel discussions and informal moments where you can just have a beer with a composer that you just met or go backstage and talk to the ensemble you just heard, and sound installations, all of this across 6 days in a schedule that's worked out literally to the minute.
Augusta Reed Thomas speaking on What's New. Let's hear a February 2016 release of Music for Pieces of Wood by Steve Reich, Third Coast Percussion Perform on What's New. Music for Pieces of Wood by Steve Reich on What's New. We heard Third Coast Percussion from a Sadie release. There's more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. That's WBAA.org. We're previewing the upcoming Ear Taxi Festival October 5th through 10th in Chicago. Augusta Reed Thomas spoke about her vision.
My vision from the very, very first thought I had about Ear Taxi Festival walking through Millennium Park many, many years ago was that I'd like to do the festival in downtown Chicago and to have all of the activities of the festival right there. Because I think when you move people around from venue to venue to venue, you lose your audience. So the concept of the festival is to have it at Harris Theater. And by the way, Harris Theater has been an immense partner to Ear Taxi Festival. And then right across the street at the Cultural Center. And 98% of the activities of Ear Taxi Festival take place right there in that block of downtown Chicago, where there's plenty of parking, restaurants, cafes, beautiful walking spaces, parks, and whatnot. Another central concept of the festival is that no concerts would overlap, so that one human being could go to everything. And I'm actually going to go to everything, because I didn't want to have groups competing against each other. Rather, to use all of the energy of all of these ensembles and composers to make a powerful synergy. So if you come to a concert downtown at Harris Theater, you're going to hear one group, and then they'll go off stage, and then another group will come on, and maybe you'll have heard two world premieres, and then a composer will come on and talk about their piece, and then another group will come on and play. So it's extremely kaleidoscopic and fun and fast-moving and dynamic. I think that audience members, even those that are not accustomed to attending contemporary classical art music, will find this incredibly engaging. A third aspect of my vision for the festival is that everyone lives in Chicago. All the artists, all the composers. We have a few that have now moved out of town, but they had huge chapters of their life in Chicago. So it's all Chicago all the way. And I think what makes this fun is that if you come and attend Ear Taxi Festival, you will meet all these people. They're here. They live here. You can invite them for a coffee afterward, or take them out the week following, or go to their concerts the next time that group is presenting a concert. Commission a composer that you meet at the festival. In attending Ear Taxi Festival, you should feel very casual and comfortable. You can come in blue jeans, you can come in, you know, shorts and t-shirts, whatever you like. In addition, at Harris Theater, as you probably know, you can buy a beverage, a beer, a glass of wine, an alcoholic specialty drink, and you can bring it into the theater. So while you're listening to the groups, you can be enjoying a cocktail and come informally, meet the artists. I think it should be very engaging and fun. The ticket prices are incredibly low and not prohibitive at all.
Augusta Reed Thomas from a conversation about the Ear Taxi Festival. Let's listen to Augusta Reed Thomas's In My Sky at Twilight. Christine Brandis sings with the Chicago Music Now Ensemble, conducted by Pierre Boulez, on What's New. With desires. In My Sky at Twilight by Augusta Reed Thomas on What's New. Pierre Boulez conducted the Chicago Music Now Ensemble with soprano Christine Brandis. Find out more about this and other shows online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring the Ear Taxi Festival, an amazing new music event from October 5th through 10th in Chicago. Coming up, the Utah Symphony playing the Goddess of Dawn, Eos. I asked curator and composer Augusta Reed Thomas about the musical styles of Ear Taxi.
There is no house style to Ear Taxi Festival, and I'm very proud of that. Every aesthetic is going to be represented, and we want people to tell who they are as artists. One of the things I feel very strongly about is that Chicago has an open and collaborative new music scene. It's not quote-unquote campy, where these people don't like those people or anything of the sort. When I have a party at my house and I invite all the new music people over, I invite all the music people over. I don't feel, well, if I invite these people, I can't invite those people because they don't like each other. It's just not like that. It's collaborative and positive. People go to each other's concerts, and the scene is exemplary. And I feel that Ear Taxi Festival really, really puts that whole scene on a major stage and lets the world know what it is that's going on here in Chicago.
Mason Bates was the composer in residence for the Chicago Symphony from 2010 to 2015. This is a June 2016 release of Anthology of Fantastic Zoology, played by Ricardo Muti and the Chicago Symphony on What's New. Anthology of Fantastic Zoology by Mason Bates. We heard Ricardo Muti and the Chicago Symphony on What's New. Find out more about the release and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. We're previewing Ear Taxi Festival, taking place October 5th through 10th in Chicago, and Augusta Reed Thomas has this advice for attending.
If you'd like to attend Ear Taxi Festival, the best way to do this is to buy the festival pass, and you can basically buy one pass and go to everything that you'd like to go to. It makes it so simple. The revenue from the passes goes straight back to the artists. If you're the type of person that wants to be sure you get into absolutely everything, you need to get the VIP pass, and that gets you into all of the artist panel and meet the artist discussions and premier seating at every show. So some people would really benefit from buying the VIP pass and knowing that you have priority seating at every single event. Then, of course, there's a flex pass where you can buy three events as a group, and then we're also selling single ticket sales, while, of course, 53% of the festival is free and open to the public.
Composer and curator Augusta Reed Thomas. Here's the opening work from the Utah Symphony Orchestra's reference release, Dawn to Dust. We'll hear Eos, Goddess of the Dawn by Augusta Reed Thomas. Terry Fisher conducts on What's New. Augusta Reed Thomas's Eos, Goddess of the Dawn, on What's New. We heard Terry Fisher conduct the Utah Symphony Orchestra. I'm John Clare. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. there's more information at eartaxi.org. There's a Facebook page. There's eartaxifestival.com. And it's so exciting to see this happen. We cannot wait, Gusty. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John. It means the world to me that you're covering this.
What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.